Who makes me look good in the Facebook jail realm?
Listen, I said the stupidest thing. It wasn't even bad, but they got me for hate speech. So,
well, you are a hater.
And I even appealed it. I argued it.
You know who you're appealing to?
I don't know.
A program, computer program that says, no.
That's exactly what they said. They're like, nope, sorry. You're doing the full sentence.
Permanently kicked off LinkedIn. Not restricted. Dude, they go, you are permanently off.
Wait a minute. That's basically an occupational site.
I don't even post anything there.
On LinkedIn. I understand.
I think there's people out to get me. That's what I think.
That's like getting kicked out of the classifieds in the Tribune.
Yeah, but I mean, I've been kicked out of a lot of things, but LinkedIn? Yeah, I'm really tame on there. I don't know what.
It's kind of. We should start our own social network with Joey Donye helping
us. Yeah, Joe. You know what? If anybody other than Elon Musk could do that, I think it's Joe Donye.
Yes, that'd be cool.
Really? I'm serious.
We'll get her on.
Dude's got it going.
No, I can't because Joe will probably throw me in jail too. Yeah. No wonder you're going on Facebook so much.
You're blocked out in every show. Can't even see your face.
Yeah.
You're on wanted posters. Okay, I'm done with that. We have a special guest, Dustin Ray, in the music business. Also, I think he's a pastor, if I'm not mistaken.
He's also a veteran.
He's also a veteran. Yeah. Right. So he's got some interesting things. But before that, me and Gary are going to kick around a few things. You knew that was going to happen. But I've been listening to what is this fascination with abortion? What is the fascination with this abortion thing?
I think it's a distraction.
But Tim Ryan, who's a moderate and a Catholic, is cheering that they could kill babies in the 9th month, right before they're born. He's cheering. Like, what is this weird, evil excitement about it? I mean, look, you're for pro-choice in certain matters. I get that. 9 months, that baby, I tell you what, you punch a lady in the stomach while she's 9 months pregnant, you're getting a murder charge.
Yes.
Okay. That's so exactly why is correct. It different if in that situation?
They said like the third trimester. I'm not too familiar with the trimester thing. That's like almost born, right?
And if they are born.
I've seen something where they said if they are even starting labor, they can
do it. If that baby gets through the abortion and it's alive, they're allowed to kill it. Yeah.
That drives me
that's
nuts.
Look,
that drives me nuts.
It's beyond words that you're clapping for that. Because this bullshit that it's rape and incest, that's 1% of all abortions. So shut the hell up with that. I start hearing that on Facebook.
Beep, beep, beep,
I just,
beep, beep,
you know,
beep, beep,
I'm sorry.
Let's start beeping.
But I just get so mad. Like, they're acting like this is some big deal. It's 1% of all.
Did you hear the stats on how many millions are aborted each year?
73 million.
It was crazy. Yeah.
But they, now you remember this now, but Roe versus Wade, they did not have medical scan, you know, sonar. So they didn't know that I think it's like 2 months, the baby can eat. It has all its functions. It can hear voices.
That's crazy.
So they didn't have that. So Roe versus Wade. So I would have that as my argument that, okay, back then, hey, we don't know what the baby's doing at 2 months or whatever, but now they know exactly what it's doing.
You know, my thing that really kind of disturbs me, like whoever comes up with these laws, what if it's their daughter that's going through that?
That's exactly
she said
right.
She don't want to carry no more. And she's 9 months pregnant. What are the parents going to think? They're going to think it's okay.
Right. Yep. So I wanted to talk, that just bugs me that it's so like a fascination.
Absolutely.
And I want everybody listening, watching, 2,000 mules. I got sent that by, I'm not going to say, I won't put her on the spot, but, and I had been blowing it off. I heard about it, whatever, but I finally watched it today and they kick it off every time somebody puts it on Facebook or
yes,
Twitter.
I did hear that too. Yep.
All it is it gives you information on how these elections, it's not the first election that was
right. Yep.
70s, John F. Kennedy, there's cheating going on.
It's been going on for a long time.
So all they're saying is here's what's happened. Here are the facts of what happened. Here's how they've been able to do it. Here's what they do. The chances. And here's what they do. They give you like percentiles. Like every single president that's ever won, 4 matrix are true since George Washington.
That's crazy.
Not just, not one of them, not two of them. all four of them. Joe Biden got none of them. He's the only president ever that not only missed one of the matrix, all of them. Now, all you have to do is think about that and think, wait a minute here. Trump got 10 more million votes than he did the last time. He got all kind of different types of voters. But a guy in the basement that got 100 people at his rallies got 80-some million.
81.
Yeah.
And here's another thing.
All they did was add 20 million to his damn total.
What I was just talking about today with somebody at work, his ratings dropped below 25%, but he got 81 million votes. It just doesn't make sense.
No. And any fool, wear your tin hat. You need to wear a tin sombrero and a tin mask if you buy that story.
I mean,
these conspiracy theories. No, to me, there are zero.
That's another thing. He couldn't
coincidences.
Nobody in his rallies.
Right.
Nobody.
There's no coincidences in anything. In murder investigations, oh, that guy just happened to take that day off and his wife died. I mean, there's no coincidence.
Listen, they're still going after Trump and he's been gone for 16 months.
Oh, yeah.
17 months, whatever.
Last time I checked, you're not allowed to intimidate witnesses or jurors, but now you're allowed to stand out in front of a Supreme Court justice guy and scream and threaten him. What in the... Ugh, okay, I'm done
anyway,
with that.
Anyway, in today's news...
Okay, back to something else.
I feel my ears getting hot, which means I'm getting a little disturbed about this conversation.
Oh, yeah, and did you see the professor from Harvard that came out with the study that white criminals are killed more than black criminals in the situations that come up with a shooting? So it's not even... Think about that. Blacks are 6% of the population, but they do half of all the murders. And they're still not getting shot by police like the white people. They're doing half the murders with 6% of the population. And wonder why a lot of them in prison? That might be the reason.
I thought it was like 12%.
No, 6.
They're only 6%?
6%. That's it.
Listen, I get it. There's bad apples in every box.
And I'm not saying there hasn't been... railroaded. Listen to me. I've been in that system. You don't have a good attorney. Stuff it. It's all built together that system. They won't let you out. How are these guys going to reclaim their life if you don't let them out of the damn system to get a job?
I just lost a friend December 2nd, this past December 2nd, 2021. Always wore a helmet. $800 Simpson helmet. Got his green light, started through the light in front of Truman Moore Hospital. Guy ran a red light, boom, blindsided, killed him. It broke his neck, even though he had a helmet on. The guy had 73 convictions, like 11 charges hit prior. Now he's like 41.
What?
Yep. He finally turned himself in when they realized there was a warrant for his arrest. He turned himself in to Trumbull County. He went in. They posted like a $5,000 bond. He paid $500 and he's out. Now, I have a friend that's a warrant policeman. I just asked, I probably asked too many questions. I know he can't tell me everything, but he says they really can't convict until they know he was one behind the wheel because the windows were tinted. Now, you're at the intersection of Laird and East Market of Trumbull Memorial Hospital, that gas station, which turned into a lot of problems. There's a lot of cameras. My friend always had a GoPro 360 come on every time he started his bike. And they said they're still trying off of it to see if they could see who was behind the wheel when he got hit.
Well, who else would be behind the wheel?
Exactly.
Somebody borrowed the car? Is that what he's saying?
Well,
he's just saying you can't tell it was me.
The car had a temporary tag on it, so it was just purchased. Hmm. But the guy that turned himself in ain't even allowed to have a license. Isn't even allowed to have a license. So that's to me. It's just going to get washed under the rug. A lot of my friends are saying he's going to get away with this. I'm like, you better not, because it ain't good. It's not
that's
good
just,
if he gets
it's away. Just not fair like that. Girl that killed her baby. What the heck was her name? She got off. Can't remember her name.
From a long time
ago,
you mean?
She had that Baez as attorney, that big mouth that ended up, was messing around with her. All the evidence, duct tape to your skull, they found. But that wasn't enough to convict her of murdering Casey Anthony. That's who it was.
Yes, I remember.
Now, and you got people with evidence it's like half-assed and they aren't on TV with their lawyer, they go to jail for 30 years.
Yep.
See, that's
another thing too. The wrong convictions.
It's just, it's, some of it is just bizarre.
It is.
And how in the world do you get out of prison after you raped and kidnapped somebody?
I don't know.
What do you think you're going to get? What?
You're going to rehabilitate.
You know what? I'm not.
The system rehabilitates.
There's no chance when you're doing shit like that. Yeah, you know, I just nice something. I think I'm going to grab her, throw in the back of the car, put strip ties on her, and rape her. You think I have a chance of rehabilitation thinking those thoughts?
I mean, I don't understand our system. I probably won't for a very long time now. But it's just like when you're in prison and say the male population in prison and a guy rapes another guy, why isn't that prisoner convicted of rape? They just turn their back. They turn their back.
Because the guy that had it happen probably doesn't want to tell him.
Don't want another visit from cell block C.
Shawshank Redemption. He didn't tell anybody if he did. That's probably why.
I'm just saying. It's like, it's still, that's considered, it's against somebody's will.
There is no way I'm coming out later. You know what? I was molested by my uncle. Look, I'm just going to have to bury that, I think, at that point. Let's not dig up the past. We might get dirty. Forget it. It's over. Done.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I want to go through some This Day in Music, all right?
Uh-huh.
Kind of like this thing. Kind of like doing this. Just, you know what? I put it on my phone. But there was some big stuff that happened today in music history.
Throughout the years.
No, on this day, yeah. Okay, on this day, Bob Dylan walked out of rehearsals on Ed Sullivan's show because they wanted to change the lyrics for his song, which was
I think I'm gonna change my lyrics.
Birch Paranoid Blues, it was mocking the U.S. military. So they said, no, you're not gonna come on the show and
I mean, there was even woke people back then.
Bob Dylan, he's in that song. What's that? My it's American Pie. He's talking about Bob Dylan and
knock knock knock.
Mick Jagger's the devil laughing when the fire at Altamont. I mean, he's calling them a devil. And Bob Dylan, like an idiot that changed. You know? Yeah. But they play that a lot. Hey, Mick Jagger, hey, honey, let me put on that song, This American Pie, for me. They can call me a devil
That's
again.
That's not Bob Dylan, is it? This American Pie?
No. The song was about all this movement of music. Gotcha. Yeah. The Rolling Stones recorded Can't Get No Satisfaction on this day.
On this day.
Yep. Pink Floyd appeared at the Queen Elizabeth Hall and installed surround quadraphonic effect for their music sound system. It's been there ever since.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. That should be your little thing every episode we do. You should have
to do that. Yeah, I know.
I like it.
How about this? I'm not going to read that one. I feel like Johnny Carson now. Oh, no, not reading that one. Let's see. Led Zeppelin started a 3-week run at number one on this day. Fifth album, Houses of the Holy.
What year?
Number one.
70?
Number one for 39 weeks. 1973.
73.
Wow. I was 1 year old then. Jefferson Starship gave a free.
1 year old. So
wait, how about this? This is a good one. Meatloaf filed for bankruptcy on this day in 1981. I made almost nothing my career. That's how bad it was. The Bat of Out of Hell never made a single dime.
What?
Can you believe that?
That was like their biggest album.
It was like huge.
Their only one.
He never made a single dime off the record company.
Because you got to pay the company, the record company's management.
And the Illuminati.
Tour managers.
You better pay or end up dead.
Rockefellers, Rothschilds.
Ask Prince. Anyways, I just throw little things in there. Let's see. Oh, hey, on this day in 2013, I feel like Ed McMahon is gonna laugh any minute. Thieves stole more than $1 million. Justin Bieber concert. Now this interests me because this is
stealing money.
This is shit that happens at your show right here.
Joe, call the cops.
Yeah, Justin Bieber concert at a previous gig given by Bon Jovi. Somebody broke in with hammers and chisels and took the money. Now, that didn't happen to me. I had a guy I won't name that was the promoter that invited a dancer to my show that he didn't even really know. And she's hanging around all the money boxes. And all of a sudden, we had a terrible Saturday. And then she disappeared the next day. if you're watching that, you know who you are.
I keep going, who
you know this person?
Who? Yeah. Oh, you know him really well.
You snarl your nose.
You know who it is.
Do I?
Yep.
We'll talk later. You know another thing too. I watched Tommy and Pamela.
Yeah.
Lee. Yeah. Like how that all their tape how it got out. Did you ever hear how that happened?
No, you know what? I know the story, but I didn't know how it happened.
It's like a movie documentary. The people that play the characters look like them, but it shows exactly how that tape got out worldwide. And it was a construction worker working at Tommy Lee's house, and Tommy Lee come down all gooned up, half naked, yelling at the guy. The guy's like, "I'll fix you." He broke into his house, broke into his safe, and took it. Sure. You got to check it out. It's pretty interesting. It's kind of corny.
I got to tell you,
it's corny, but it's.
When we had the second day of the burn off, where I did it by myself without Dominic and added somebody else, because that'll give that away. I left for 2 hours for a wedding. I was in the wedding. So, and my boss was also in the wedding, Anthony Caffaro. And I gotta go. I'm looking at him. He goes, "You can't be doing this at this wedding." I go, "If I don't do a good job, guess who's yelling at me at this wedding? Okay, so I have to." I go, "It's been 2 hours. I left. We had no tickets for beer. All of a sudden, we ran out of tickets. So I don't know what was going on for 2 hours there. And I'm out in the parking lot with the wedding reception going on, screaming at the Port-a-John owner. Because he's not going to clean the Port-a-Johns because somebody owed him money. And I mean, I am screaming and yelling at everybody.
You don't have to tell me, sir.
And I came in. I was so, my voice was screaming at everybody. "I left for two. Why can't you turn the beer ticket over? You guys are this. Okay, so I come in. And Anthony goes, "I heard every word you said out there. You could hear it right through the room." She got to be kidding me. I go, "All of it? All of it. Okay,
would you like a cheeseburger?"
Yeah. "Okay, I'm back now." So, you know what else? On this day, Nielsen, you remember Nielsen? Yes. Everybody's talking at me from the movie Midnight Cowboy. The Beatles had a press conference on this day, and they asked who their favorite entertaining band or singer was.
Stop it.
And they said Nielsen.
Really?
So John Lennon and Nielsen became so close drinking buddies. And then he wanted to sing "Everybody's Talking." And they go, no, you join the Beatles. You can't sing a cowboy song. He goes, "Just watch me." So he even did the, he did the whole thing. And so they became really close friends because of that. He thought he was a daggone genius. So they went out partying so much that his voice, he had one of the best voices in music history. "Without You," he did that song. "I Can't Live, Living Is Without You."
Yeah.
Okay. He ruined his voice because of John Lennon.
Gone.
He couldn't hit any of the notes. They were drinking so much
hard
liquor that it rasped his voice to the point where, I sounded pretty good.
Did he ever regain it?
"I can't live." No, he didn't. He didn't get it back. Oh. It was over. And then he died at 52. From heart disease. So he must have drank himself under the. So what? That's just a sad story.
We'll have to ask our guest. He's been in the music business.
Let's see. Hey, I wanted to tell one little concert story, and I want you to get off a show story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a concert story. I might have said this before, but it's worth repeating. We did 98 Degrees, Nick Lachey, and all them punky kids. Remember, it was a Nickelodeon show. Thousands of kids, moms trying to sell their body to get their kids backstage passes. And I'm not kidding you. She actually called the drunk 25-year-old woman. "Hey, come here, Sarah. Yeah, okay. My daughter would love to get back there. Is there anything?" I mean, just offering the craziest stuff. I'm like, you know what? We might have another pass here somewhere. No. But I just remember the show because it was very taxing because of all the kids.
Yeah.
There's so many kids there. So when it was over, I had the guy, the chef, who did a great job, and they wanted specific foods, really top end stuff. I mean, no junk. I mean, just steaks and filet. So I say, Nick, we're going to get your band because 98 Degrees was the main. The rest of them could go eat off the ground. I didn't care less about the other ones. But 98 Degrees, you know, you got in the business.
Oh, yeah.
You don't treat them good. You get a bad reputation, which I ended up with. but anyway, Philip said it didn't go good sometimes. And this one didn't go good at all. So I packed it all up. We worked hard putting it all together, heating it, getting it just perfect. He worked. We paid him another whatever to stay, and we put it all on the bus. And he goes, "You know what? We decide we want to go to Wendy's." I went, "Okay. We just did what you told us with that." "Yeah, but you know, we changed our mind." I go, "Well, you know what? What are you going to do now? Sit down, strike. Show's over. Go to Wendy's." Got my shit, took it off the bus, and waved goodbye. "See you later. Burger King's up there too if you want it." He asked me, he goes, "Would you give me the money for Wendy's?" I go, "Did I even hear you just say that?" I mean, I'm right in his face because I'm tired. It's like
now, late. Who was that? The manager or the tour
Nick
manager?
Lachey, the singer for 98 Nick. Degrees. Yeah.
Wasn't he married with
Simpson or Jessica Simpson? Jessica Simpson. And every time I seen that show, I thought of that idiot telling me, "Oh, could you give us a couple hundred bucks for Wendy's? Fuck, I just paid you 70. Okay, now go ahead with some of these. I was going to bring in the whole folder. I go through it, but go ahead. Okay. I want to hear like James Dio. I watched that show finally, our show. I was such a good story. I told my wife, "Shh. God bless you." She goes, "Look how good Larry, look how good Gary looks. He just looks like, hey, am I even on the show, honey?" Yeah, she, "Gary, see how good he is?" She never stops. That was a good one. I could say something to cure cancer. Yeah, whatever. "Gary, what were you talking about again?" Thanks for that input.
That's your wife. That's why.
I know.
You know what my wife says? I go, "Man, I kind of look corny up there. Like I'm chewing on my lip like I got skin or something." She goes, she looks like.
I do the same thing. I go, "Why am I like Tourette's syndrome? I'm always like doing something weird with my."
Okay. We come home from the Midwest, Indiana, Michigan area. For a few days, and we're heading east down the East Coast. So we got to go down on our way. We played Norfolk, Virginia for the Navy, right across from the Navy base, place called Skippers.
Yeah.
Guys in there from Youngstown, just people in there from Youngstown. They're buying us Heinekens all night. Just, I mean,
they just happened to be there?
Yeah, they're stationed down there.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And they knew our band Lazarus from up here. So they're treating us like we're some, you know, stars. They're going, "Oh my God, Lazarus, here's." Oh yeah, it was cool. So we get down to a place in North Carolina called the Rock Burger.
Yeah,
it's by an army base, and believe it or not, it was smart how the booking agent routed us, because you get maximum people. They want to go see live entertainment. So we played there. We did a show at 38 Special. So we're continuing farther down. We go down to another Rock Burger in Myrtle Beach. We played that one, and we decide we're all drunked up on wine, because that's the only thing we could afford is cheap wine. I'm talking like $3 a bottle. So much sugar in it. You know, it was crazy. We want to go down by the beach and have a fire.
Yeah.
So I can't remember who was driving the camper at the time. We didn't have the bus then. Somebody pulled down this dirt road. You could see the high tide coming in at night. So we're like, "Oh, we'll go right down there and park. We'll go down on the beach." It was just the band and the roadies. So we go down there. Somebody runs right over our stop sign. Boo-doo. So the stop sign's underneath the vehicle, like pressed down like that. We go down and we start a fire. We're drinking wine, sticking the wine down in the sand so it stays cold. All of a sudden, here comes these cop lights. I'm like, "What?" They're all driving Mustang 5.0s. They come down and go, "You can't have a fire down here. Oh, you guys are drinking?" And so we walk up by the camper. He goes, I said, "Listen, we're not even from around here." He goes, "You got to have a permit to have a fire on the beach. You have to have a permit. Got to get that from the local fire department." I go, "We're not even from here. We're from up north." He goes, "Where about, young man?" I said, "Ohio, by Youngstown." He goes, "Okay." He goes, "And what about the wine down there?" I said, "Listen, are we in trouble? Are we going to go to jail or what?" He goes, "Well, we don't take you in that." And it was a bad car. Their Mustangs then were cool. He goes, "No, we called a paddy wagon." I'm thinking, here we go. We're going to have to go to jail because of this, right?
No way.
He goes, "Listen, I'm going to issue a ticket for not having a permit. Fire permit for the beach." Mm-hmm. I'm like, "We hardly made any money while we were out there." So it's like,
so you're gonna be losing money if you have.
He goes, I said, "So what happens?" I go, "We're getting ready to head north pretty soon. We did a couple shows down here and we're getting ready to head back up home." He goes, "Let me just tell you this. when you back off the stop sign, stand it up straight. And if you leave, I'm not coming to Ohio to get you. I still didn't catch him. I'm like, what? Jimmy or somebody's going, Gary, shut up. He's just more or less saying, just fix the stop sign, get out of here.
And leave it.
He's not going to chase us. Yeah, I'm not going to chase you to Ohio for having a fire on the beach for your $75
ticket. Go.
So, but he ended up being really cool. And that's sort of a mild story. But I mean, it was, I mean, we were young. So, you know, it was kind of nerve wracking.
It's that's really a miracle that. You know, I'm sure you had spandex on and not looking
we weren't playing. We had shorts.
Okay.
But I mean, we had open wine bottles, a fire on the beach. We're out there thinking we're like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And here they come, you know. But he let us go. He's like, I'm not going to chase you for this ticket because of a fire if I don't find or if I don't see you. That's what he said.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah, but that was good.
I'm going to, before I let Dustin on our guest, me and Kelly Pavlik had a good time on Facebook. He was one of the top five in all history, undefeated fight against an undefeated fighter. He was one of the five. Sugar Ray Leonard and Benitez was the other one. Mike Tyson, I think, was one of them.
Undefeated again. Who?
The top five best
undefeated
for a champion, undefeated fighters for a championship.
Oh.
He was one of them.
Really?
So underneath there, I go, hey, remember our ESPN fight? Yeah, I said, we had Broken Bones Adams because the TV had to have somebody new. They didn't know Kelly at that point. So, but we built, you know, to have the stadium filled, everyone in our town was going to be there. There's like 5,000 people there. But right. They didn't come to see Broken Bones. I didn't even know who the heck he was. But ESPN, nationally, they know who Bones are. He stunk so bad, so I kept yelling at him, hey, Broken Bones, you're ruining my show. I'm in the front row because I got every
– Who stunk mayor, so bad?
This former champ who is the main fight for the ESPN, but Kelly's the main fight for our venue.
Right.
But it's all on the same show, Friday night ESPN. Right. And finally, the trainer turns around. Shut up. I go, shut up before I climb up there and kick your ass. So now we get in this – And here comes the ESPN guy. He lays his camera down. I don't know what's on. So I'm sitting there. He goes, you want to tell something to that guy? What's my going? Yeah, I want to sit and get some of this. Like that. The next, when the commercial was over, it started ESPN with me going, come on, right on the screen.
Like you're calling them on like a challenge.
Like, that's their bleeding. I get called. Somebody from Iraq called up and said, I just saw you on ESPN. That was I go, you've got to be kidding. So it was like a big joke.
That's great.
But I told Kelly, you saved the night because they came to see you and you kicked ass. I said, otherwise nobody would have been at that stadium.
Right.
I said, I'm glad you came. So we had a good
laugh. Yeah, he was a heck of a fighter. He really was.
Bro, you get up off the ground from a hard punch in Jermaine Taylor. You get up and you have the will to then knock him out. Yeah, that's. And then he did it the second time. He beat the – and that was one of the best fighters around. So he didn't, like, beat –
Yeah, Taylor.
Like, Mancini beat Art Frias. I'm like, what?
I'm going to – Martin? No. I'm not going to remember. He fought another guy I got to see. It was supposed to be really good, and he ended up beating him too.
He could have went down as one of the best in history, but I think he got a little distracted there.
It happens.
It happens. And, you know, maybe you got handlers that aren't that – no, how old he is. He's got to be probably maybe early 40s at this point. All right, enough of our stuff. Let's bring on – come on over here, Gary. Make sure you get my good side. Oh, I don't have a bad side. That's right. And there he is, folks. The real man behind the curtain.
Yes, yes.
Joe just got back in from signing autographs, so he's got to get back out there.
I know. The crazy thing is, we've been with Joe for a while now. We haven't even gotten an autograph from him. I'm going to have him sign my shirt when I leave.
Oh, he said, you got to pay for it. I mean, we're doing shit for free.
All right. He's not lined up yet. The guest isn't there, but as soon as he does, I'll throw him in there.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Wow, we are waiting on you.
Well, Dustin, you got 2 minutes, so it better be good. Once we get the yak.
Does he know to hit enter studio?
Well, I hope so.
Let me see if I can.
Can you? Do you get a, What's your name again? Oh, you can't tell me.
Justin.
What's your name? Your fake name.
Who am I?
Yeah.
It's a Streepazoid.
Okay. Freakazoid.
Yeah, exactly. Come two on, words.
Line me up.
All right, Dustin, we're waiting. Just hit enter studio.
Dustin Ray. We didn't get any calls, did we?
I don't know, we didn't tell anybody to call.
Well, there, it says on there you can call the show.
Oh.
Who wouldn't want to call and talk to me?
Well, I know you got to read that because I don't have my glass, my regular glass. Dustin, you with us?
Dustin, do you give up on us because we went over a little bit? You got to have a few more guest appearances to be getting pouting and stuff.
He's probably like, them guys won't be quiet. I ain't never going to get on here.
I'll be fell asleep.
I hope he's seen that it has to, it'll say enter studio. He has to hit that and that should put him on. Once he can see himself on his own camera, he hits enter studio
and he should enter Sandman.
Well,
huh.
I don't know. Let me see if he's
Dustin.
Replied yet. Nope, not yet.
Cut.
Yes.
Tell him to use the new link that we just sent.
I did.
Yeah, he might be using the old one.
He says in a room, just not the one that we are.
He's in the wrong room.
Use the new link in your email.
And hurry up.
We just sent it.
Well, what do we have here?
He said he hit it. Well, put that down.
We'd be like, anyways, when I was thinking back on the road, I got some stories I shouldn't be telling.
Okay. He said he hit it, but he used it, he said. He said he used a new link, Joe. I closed everything. I'm going to try the new one again.
Hmm.
Once he closes it, I don't think he can use it again, can he?
Yeah, it stays the same for the whole show.
Oh, okay.
I have all this downtime.
You said it to him again?
What was the first part of his email?
Dustin Ray. Yep.
Okay. I sent it again just in case.
Okay. We were informed today that we can't take call-ins.
Yeah, if anybody wants to call the show, glad to take the call.
Leave the phone numbers down in the bottom corner.
Because if you're watching this from now on, it is going to be a call-in show. I'd like to get good feedback. Yeah. If you call in and don't agree with us, just hang up because we're going to cut the line anyway. This is no
you're so bad.
Me. This is Nostradamus. I know it all and you don't. That's why it's called that.
All right. Let's see.
Well, until he gets on, let's roll with something else.
I have not yet heard, and
I thought you had a Bad Company story, which is one of my all-time favorite bands.
I did. Yes, I can't remember what year it was, but we opened up for Bad Company at Midwest Fireworks.
Was it with Paul or with the?
It was with Paul.
Sissy guy.
No, okay. It was with the Paul Rogers.
Okay, I almost said something else.
So it was at Midwest Fireworks. They got a big field out there. And once again, the band's all gooned up.
That seems to be a central theme here on my notes. Band gooned up last week. Band gooned up.
We got almost to share the same tent with Bad Company.
Yeah.
They were right next to us, but it wasn't the same tent. So we were all, you know, thinking, oh, we're cool. You know, we're opening for Bad Company, blah, blah, blah. Well, we get ready to go up on stage and do our 45, 50-minute set. And I look out there, and everybody's got those glow stick necklaces on.
Yeah.
And it honestly felt like I was tripping. And I don't even do that stuff that makes you do that. But I was looking out there like, it was weird because you couldn't see nobody's face. All you see with these round things everywhere. I'm going, what is going on?
Like aliens.
Yeah, it was freaky. But it was cool. There was probably, there had to be 5,000 people there, 6,000 people. It was in a field right at Midwest Fireworks. But And of course, they sounded awesome, as they always do.
Of course, they
do. A lot of ones I hear, I mean, they sound just
like.
Are
they not in the Hall of Fame either?
I don't know.
But,
aren't they?
They're not. No, think about that. Wait a minute. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is in the Hall of Fame, but bad.
You're just going to keep on picking on her. She's one of my favorites.
No, she made three songs that were.
I'm teasing.
I'm just kidding around. But I mean, just think. But you know who did make it? Duran Duran. And guess what? They're coming to Columbus for that. I'm going
the
to
the originals.
That yep.
For John Taylor?
All of them. Andy Taylor, the guitarist from Powers. All
and
of
his
them.
Brother played bass. John.
They weren't really. They weren't even related. All three of those Taylors, but none of them related.
Really?
John Taylor, Andy Taylor, Roger Taylor, the drummer. How funny is that? Damn. I think.
You know what's crazy? They John did have a lot Andy, of hits.
John and Andy.
I think John and Andy
sure.
are.
I'm not sure about that.
Because they almost look alike.
But, and then the thing about that, because people were making fun of it.
I used the new and text in the chat.
But they were making fun of them getting in. I said, man, they were the Beatles of the 80s. And look, they branched off the Power Station in Arcadia and made number one hits there, too.
Yeah.
They so were don't good. Be telling
they
me.
They were good.
They were good musicians, too.
Because did they do the Reflex?
Yeah. And then when they like bang a gong, because Andy Taylor wanted to play a little guitar instead of the Duran Duran type music.
Yeah.
And that was an awesome song.
That's cool,
I hated the original.
My one band, Dillagaff, we actually finished up. We were a little bit heavier then, but we finished up with Hungry Like the Wolf. We went because what we were coming out of, it segued right into the same notes and chords.
Mm-mm.
So we played like from the half of the mid song all the way to the end. And that's how we ended our set.
Well, you know what? Duran Duran started out with that kind of, what do you call that kind of punky music at first?
It was like 80s retro.
Like New
or
Moon Online. But then Niles Rogers got with them and they funked them up and got into all those hits they had. Like,
yeah, they were good.
The Union of the Snake and all those all came from Niles Rogers. Don't mind you thinking I'm just behind.
Hello? Who's this? I'm going to have to call you back. I'm in the middle of a show right now.
Oh, for the love of.
Sorry. I thought maybe it was Dustin calling, but it's not.
Any more personal calls you want to make? But no, listen, I think, and I'm going to go because they're not going to be around here. That's the only trip to anywhere near here. So we should go to that.
In Columbus?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got all kinds of time.
It's a 3-day festival. Why, it's a Friday night.
We'll bring Zach.
No, I don't have the promoter pay for it.
Oh. Oh, okay. So just speaking of Zach, my wonderful son.
Yes, God love him.
We want to have him on the show one time.
I can't wait for that, really.
We'll have to do it from home, of course, because
Thursdays is the only.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It's I get.
Well, you could never do a Thursday. You could never
get Friday. I get them Fridays, but I could see. I can see. I'll check on that. I might be able to.
Because I'm gonna tell you,
if I don't have to go to work Friday, then I can get them.
That's just the sweetest kid.
But yeah, he's
oh, I gotta tell you, my niece. Made first team all Big Ten, not Hiram's League, not first team all Big Ten for Illinois girls softball.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, your family's just.
I mean, I try to glom onto her like I had something to do with that. I do. Oh, here she is. My and we laugh about it all the time because I'm going to tell you what, she was 10 years old and her dad said, Tom will play catch with you. And I'm like, afraid to kind of throw. He goes, no. Throw her the ball.
He said he hit studio and it says he's backstage.
I don't know.
Answer studio.
So I was throwing babies at her, whipping the ball. She's 10 years old. A 15-year-old boy couldn't do that when I was doing.
Yeah, your family's got that athletic stuff.
And they are just like Vince. We got her brother, Grayson Steiner, is a top wrestler, a 10th grade in Girard.
Wow.
He's like a freak. He used to run up in my arms when he was little. Uncle Tom, you're so tall. He'd jump up and I grab. So he's like a
beast
now. Not real big, but like so.
Yeah, he's not getting
it. I go, why don't we film you jumping in my arms here and you can face plant me on the ground and that'll be funny as heck.
He's not getting in, Tom. He said he's tried it already.
Well, Dustin Ray is actually doing a commercial that I'm going to be in too. So maybe we'll have him on next week.
Yeah, we'll just have to get with them unless he can come in. If he can't come in, we'll have to get with them and just
show. I blew that. I thought it would be easier for us to do the studio than have him come on like a special guest. He could have came to the studio. I just thought it would be a little.
He said he's still working on it, so we'll see. If we can get him on before we close down, we'll see. But
well, we only got 5 minutes left. I don't want to do that to him. He's got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we'll have to set up and see if he either wants to come in studio or if he still wants to do it this way. I don't think he lives that far from me, if I'm not mistaken. I could show him.
Yeah, Dustin, he's a music talent, a military man, a guy that...
he's an Iraqi war vet.
Yeah, a war vet, so my hat's off to him. Absolutely. But somehow he had some technical difficulties and he couldn't get on the show. But we are going to have him as a guest when he's available again. But it was good sharing the microphone.
Absolutely.
As always, Gary.
Yep.
I know we went a little bit too long. Probably should have started this earlier because I didn't know we were going to have trouble, though.
That's all right.
We have to get our 2 cents in first.
Remember, too, that now, our listeners, wherever they can call in, our engineer, producer, Danier, set it up to where people can call if they want by using the number at the bottom of your screen. And ask us questions. If there's something you want to talk about,
Do your best to share this. Get more people on the foundation because I'm in Facebook restriction, which means my stuff comes up after a test pattern and a weather warning. So, Gary's
I'm in solitary confinement
on death row. So it's hard to find us and the show right now, but you can always go on Youngstown Studio. But if you do it, like it, share it, have a comment. And we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us.